This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead End 365, part two with your boy Sheldon J. I thought it was worth mentioning tonight that LeBron James will be returning from a five-game absence due to some issues with his knee. He had some swelling in his left knee, and he'll be back tonight. There's been a lot of talk lately about the demise of LeBron James. Also, the demise of the Lakers team as a whole. And I get it. I understand the talk. But let me just say this. Hold your horses on that LeBron talk, man. LeBron has proven time and time again that he still has something left in the tank and he has a lot to offer the game. Is he the player that he once was? Absolutely not. But is he still one of the greatest players in the world in this game? Absolutely. And also, him being back on the court for the first time with these guys in a long time, because they don't get much time together, you can finally get to kind of see what this team is made of. I think that they are a lot better than probably they've shown. I don't like the collection of players that they put together. But if anybody can make it work, LeBron James has proven enough times that we shouldn't count him out. I also think that, like I said, his demise is prematurely put in place by people who are doubting him at this point, and it shouldn't be. LeBron is older, so he's going to need a little bit more recovery time than, say, your average player. But at the same time, he's still one of the baddest dudes on the court when he steps on it, no matter who's out there with him. No matter what, he's a force to be reckoned with. And you got to give him the benefit of the doubt at this point because he's earned it. He has definitely earned it. And I think his presence, along with the fact that you got AD back, is going to make that team a lot more formidable and a lot more dangerous to look for down the road. I wouldn't want to play him. Not late, I wouldn't. Not if they were all the way healthy. And that's just because of the lead dog. That's pretty much it. And it kind of allows AD to kind of sit back and rest and know everything's not dependent on him and on his shoulders. Same thing with Russ. You can kind of let Russ run wild, let him do his thing, and kind of figure this thing out as he goes. They're worth watching. They are. And they're playing a Knicks team tonight that's all in disarray. It's looking like they're going to trade Fox for look like they'll be picking up Fox for Julius Randle. Funny how time flies and what a difference a year makes, because this team was a playoff team that was looking to knock off the Hawks and move forward in the playoffs and make a deep run. Also, they were looking to come back next year and do even greater things. So to be adding a point guard and take away your point forward, that's saying a lot. But I think the Knicks need a lot. They need to make a lot of moves. That team is really not a good team. And I tried to tell Nick that earlier. Nick didn't want to listen. But, yeah, we see where they are now. But let me know what you think, man. Let me know what y'all think about LeBron. Is his career done? Or does he have another gear left in the tank? Does he have more to offer? Also, let me know what y'all think about the state of the Knicks and what y'all think about that trade. I think the trade for Fox is like six in one hand, half dozen in the other, to be honest. I don't see where it benefits them to add a point guard to this team when you got a player like Kemba. And once Derrick Rose come back, you solidify that position. It's hard to replace size. So I just don't know. I don't know about that. But let me know what y'all think, man. I'm really interested to hear what y'all think about that. Thank y'all for joining us. It's another Dead End 365. Peace.